We're headed to the Maghreb for today's GeoQuiz. That's the northwestern region of Africa, west of Egypt. This busy metro system you're hearing behind me is finally up and running in the Algerian city we'd like you to name. It's only the second city in Africa to have a metro system, the other being Cairo in Egypt. Le Metro, as it's called, has been 30 years in the making. The project had to overcome funding and political problems like a civil war in the 1990s. Last week, officials cut the ribbon, and residents of the city of about 5 million have been crowding into the stations. So, can you name this port city at the edge of the sea? The Mediterranean Sea, that is? The answer is coming up later in the program. Now, we're looking for the world's newest metro. This rapid transit system has been in the works for 30 years in the North African city we asked you about. Elias Filali is an Algerian blogger. And Elias, have you had a chance to ride this new metro?
Absolutely. The first day. In fact, it was a historic day because the 1st of November was the start of the Algerian Revolution against the French. So that was very significant. We waited for so long. And to be honest with you, this is so crucial for the city, which is really, really a very busy city. Believe me, this city needs it. It's a very modern, running very smoothly. Security was fantastic. As if you're in Europe. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, it's amazing what money can buy.
Now, you spoke of the Algerian Revolution. That was one more clue toward the answer. Where is the city where this newest metro, Le Metro, has been located?
The city of Algiers.
City of Algiers, of course. Now,
so it starts from Lotissement Michel, or in Arabic, Hayel Badr, and then ends up in La Grande Poste, which is the post office, one of the sort of the most beautiful buildings in Algiers, the heart of the city. To be honest with you, just a few days before, I had an interview with a newspaper about our association, and I was going around in circles trying to find a place to park, and it's like, I just have to give up. I phoned the lady, I said, sorry, I can't make it, there's no... And now, it seems like all of a sudden, I don't need a car, I just jump in a tube, and it's brilliant. So we're so happy.
The cost to build this metro, taking 30 years, has been estimated at 900 million euros. That's over $1 billion. Is the fare affordable for the average Algerian?
It's 50 dinars, which is about half a dollar.
That's about the equivalent of 5 loaves of bread in Algiers.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So what are people going to be able to choose between, 5 loaves of bread or a ride on the metro? I imagine they'll go with the bread.
No, the things are not that bad. I mean, we've seen lately a lot of sort of workers got a wages raise. So it's not that bad. 50 dinars is not a lot of money here in Algiers, believe me. Ride on a tube, it's not a big deal.
Do you see this changing everybody's life in Algiers?
Absolutely. I mean, especially in rush hours, it could take you up to sometimes 2 hours to cross 15 miles. 2 hours. That's on a bad day, 2 hours. Now,
that's pretty bad.
Now you can do it in 15 minutes, which is brilliant. And we can't wait for the new extension to the airport and then to the east of the city, to the west.
Now, if you look back at the violence and civil unrest that dominated headlines from Algeria in the 1990s, did you ever think that this project would be completed? I mean, when they first started talking about it, Algeria was in the middle of a civil war. Now it's done.
Absolutely. One of the things that really hindered the progress was the civil war. And Algeria was suffering a great deal. It was the bank was empty. It's, you know, and then terrorism, the civil war. So everything came to a halt. Plus, there was a lack of transparency in dealing with these sort of foreign companies who came here. The projects went on and on and on and on, and they just kept sort of milking the system. And finally, when Bouteflika came, he was one of the... his
President
first,
Bouteflika, yeah.
Yes, and we're grateful for that because he pushed them about and we got the result, which is, it was worth it.
I mean, I'm wondering what this is going to do for the reputation of the Algerian government. It's got to be seen as a major achievement.
It is, to be honest with you. A lot of youngsters, a lot of people are sort of, when they've seen the success of this project, it's like a sort of hope. It's like a lot of people are full of hope now that we can get projects going on and we can see because Algeria is stinking rich, to be honest with you. It's so much corruption that's keeping it sort of, it's the fourth economy in Africa. Algeria hasn't gone through like troubles like in Libya, or because we have been through it already. I mean, 10 years of, you know, 200,000 people were dead. You know, we're fed up with violence. It's just, we want a change, but we want a peaceful change because we know what civil war can. We've been through it. We don't want to go again.
Do you have a favorite stop yet?
The favorite stop, the Jardin des Sées, which is this beautiful garden. I mean, it's just, I could take the kids there. If you go to Google, you just Google the Jardin des Sées Algiers, and you can see it was built in the time of the French, and it's one of the most beautiful. Even Tarzan made a couple of films there. Tarzan.
Is that right?
Yes. So it's a very, very beautiful place, and it's very dear for us in Algiers here.
Algerian blogger Elias Filali, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Salam.